Today we celebrate the feast of a very unique saint, but a saint that perhaps would have also lived in our own times. Born in Spain in the Kingdom of Aragon, he became a priest and went to Rome, and there he saw, as many other saints have before and after him, that the streets of Rome were filled with young boys that had no education, no catechism, no family, barely any food. They had to steal to eat, and they had to steal clothes from the laundry of people in order to have something to wear. So his heart naturally was filled with pity and love for these children, these boys. And he decided to start some free schools for them. They were called pious schools. You didn't have to pay to go to them, as we even today we have many schools that you have to pay very high tuition. Not so there. So anyway, such began the order of the Piarists, of the pious schools. And it was very successful, and many schools were open in Rome and Italy and Spain and other countries. And then towards the end of his life, and he died when he was 92, by the way, St. Joseph Calasanz, in case I didn't say his name before, you should have your missals open. You should know what I'm talking about. That's why you have missals. We're not stupid people. We know how to read and write. So let's act like it. St. Joseph Calasanz, his order grew and grew. In the meantime, he took other young men into the order who became priests and professors and teachers of the children. But not all of them, just as any time in the history of the church, including today, not all of them are of the same caliber. So he could see that something was going on, but of course he was very old and tired and could not really handle everything, but there was not much he could do. So they thought, well, he's catching on to us. So they accused him of the evil that they were doing. And they were mistreating the boys, sexually abusing some of the others, and doing all kinds of things. And so they condemned him and locked him up in a room in the attic of the house of their convent, which is in the middle of Rome. And then people began to wonder, well, where is this holy priest? Why is he not visible to us any longer? So people began to investigate, and they found out that they had locked him up. They went to the Pope and to the Roman Curia, and there they sent investigators, cardinals and bishops, to look and see what's going on in this place. Such wonderful work, and yet there was this evil. Wherever there is good, the devil is next to it, or right behind it. Remember that. And so, and these priests that were involved in this evil were not ignoramuses. They were from the nobility. They were from rich families. But they were not good people, and nobody wanted them. St. Joseph took them in his pity, which was a mistake. Sometimes being too kind is a mistake. You have to be tough sometimes. Just like we saw the other day. What father is there that does not discipline his children? If he is a good father, he disciplines his children. And so they went, they freed St. Joseph, and then they put the evil priest in jail, in much worse jails than what he was. He was still in the convent, and they would bring him food 3 times a day. But they went to a jail where the criminals of Rome and Italy were sent. So they were given their proper and just punishment. And then St. Joseph died, like I said, at the age of 92, in the year 1646. He did not outlive his order. His order is still around, though it's very small. It was never huge. not like the Franciscans or Dominicans, so the purist. And there are schools here and there. I think there's one in Chicago or somewhere like that, where the poor boys, nowadays poor children altogether, can go to receive a good Catholic education for free. And so the wonderful miracle of the pious schools, as they are also called, or the Piarist order, continues, even if always has been in a small fashion, in a small way. Not everything that is good has to be grandiose and all over the place. There's a lot of good things that are little and limited, and God works in mysterious ways. So we pray today to St. Joseph Calasanz in a very special way. We have two intentions that are very appropriate in this day and age, and I have been working with some people behind the scenes. There is a whole new society called the Men of Melchizedek that help priests who have been falsely accused. Many priests are falsely accused because all you have to do is raise doubt and they're out, which is not necessarily good. And then, so that's an intention, and of course we have some in our own diocese. And then, of course, we have another intention, which, like all evil, cropped up today. Today, in a Midwest city, I think Milwaukee, I'm not sure, as the children were at Mass for their opening Mass for school year, a Satanist, who was also transsexual, a man who wants to be a girl, he came in and he shot a bunch of people and he killed two little children. And Father Deacon was telling me, you know, he killed them because of hatred for the faith. When you see the lives of the martyrs, like the ones in Spain or Mexico and so forth, you see that he was killed for hatred of the faith. Of course, the Catholic faith. And this person hated the Catholic faith because the Catholic faith taught against the evil that he was wanting to commit. And he killed all these two children, and others were wounded. A lot of people were wounded. And then he killed himself. So unfortunately, there is no use praying for him. He's done. But we need to pray for an end to all this evil. And then some people may wonder, why does he keep the back doors closed? Now, it makes sense, I hope. It can happen here too, and I won't let it happen. Now, if they come in the one side door, hopefully somebody will stop. But it's very sad when we are living in a world that is satanic. And this person was a Satan worshiper, and he wanted to kill Catholics. And he wanted to kill the future of the church, children. And we need to protect our children, no matter what, and no matter who says what. And so today we pray for the families of those little martyrs, because they are martyrs, and the others who are wounded and hurt. And we pray for soon for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, and for there to come an end to all this evil that we see in our world in which we live. And may you stay away from these doors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.